This is Made by Mommy, and today I'm going to teach you how to make this rubber duckling. And I'm going to do so without moving the loom off camera. To create the rubber duckling, you will need a giant pile of yellow rubber bands. I have not counted how many, because that is no fun at all. But if one of you is inclined to count and tell us, I will post it in the description below. The rubber duckling needs a yellow for the body for a traditional duckling, black for the eye, orange for the beak and the legs. To create the duckling, you want to set up your loom in the staggered configuration. So that means that there is a V at the bottom. That also means that those of you who are using other brands of looms will be able to follow along. Put your arrow facing that way. And the first rubber band to go on is yellow, starting from the left and going forward. This is going to be our end point. We're going to lay rubber bands out in two directions starting from this point. We're going to go backwards for one and around to create the front of the face. So once you've laid your single rubber band forward and two rubber bands at a time around the front edge, you're going to return to this peg with two rubber bands to form the back of the head. Working all the way down to what will be this tip on the back of the duck. And now coming back again to the duck's head, we need to add a row of rubber bands to fill in the head here. And down the center of the body. To do the bottom edge here, two more rubber bands at a time on the diagonal. And your rubber bands should now match the chart. And now we're ready to add the next layer of rubber bands onto our duckling. We're going to take orange, two at a time, from this peg, straight back. And now for one of the trickier portions, we're going to take a single orange rubber band, wrap it around our hook three times. Take two more orange rubber bands, pull tight, and push those over to the center. That's going to be the tip of your duckling's beak. And that goes right here. And in order to create a really round body for your duckling, we're going to double up layers on these two rows. This makes the project much harder. If it's too hard with these extra layers, you can construct a duck without them. He just won't be quite as fluffy. I'm gonna go ahead and do it the hard way. Starting at the top, two at a time, two at a time. Sliding these down a little to give us some more room. And two. And then we're going to repeat that on this back row. Two. Two. And you guessed it, two more. Okay. And the last rubber band represented on the chart is over here. That is a single cap band wrapped around this peg four times. I'm going to rotate just because I'm a righty, and that way my arm isn't crossed in front of the screen. So one, two, three, four. And now we have just one more layer of rubber bands to add. Right here again, make sure your arrows are matched up. You can turn it either way, but just make sure you're consistent with the arrow and the arrow that is on your loom. And we're now going to place a single rubber band across the body. And here we want to double it. I'm going to rotate again so my arms aren't in the way. Turn that here so this is consistent. Here. This is to bring in the neck. And then for the face, we need one rubber band on the diagonal this way. And for the other side, we need to add on a black rubber band to represent the eye. So we're going to take a single black rubber band, wrap it around our hook three times, or four if you want it to be really tight, and a single yellow band, pull and slide those over. And then take it and put it where that beak meets the head, with the eye near the beak, and stretch across the head of the duckling. Like that. You've now placed all the rubber bands you need to make your duck. So rotate your loom again, if you've been spinning it around with me, so that you're going to start at the tail and work your way up to the top of the duck. So down here, pull back your cap bands, catch those two rubber bands, and go forward. So here we want to catch now the two rubber bands that are on that top layer. Two more going forward. and two more. This is one of our doubled layers, so we're going to take this top layer. Make sure you leave the tail alone, leave this one alone, this third one. We're going to pop up and pull to the outside, so it's coming off of this peg and this peg, so that we can now access the layer that's underneath. Now we come back here and we catch the two rubber bands that go up on the diagonal to connect the bottom of the body together. And now we're going to catch these top two rubber bands that are going forward. One came off. You'll see that's loose. It's okay. I'm just going to catch it and put it back on top. No damage done. Next two forward, and the next two forward. Now once again, we're going to need to slide these over to the side. We're going to want to pop off this one and this one, leaving the bottom and the top alone. I prefer to use my fingers. I think it's easier to control. You may want to use your hook. So just that top layer that you just hooked, pulling up and to the side like that. And that leaves your bottom layer exposed. So coming back down here, we've now done the middle row of the body. Coming back to the bottom, we're going to hook the one remaining here up on your diagonal to the left over there. And now, just because we definitely don't want to forget it, I'm going to call special attention. We did this row and we did this row. We haven't touched the shoulder here. Make sure you go in there now. Catch that one and bring it up on the diagonal. That's going to keep this entire row intact for you. So we've now completed this section. We've made it here up to the neck. We can now come back down to the bottom left and work our way up the side. And stop right before you get to the beak, because this one, we've got one tricky thing to do. We've got to hook backwards to get the beak to come in to the face. To do that, turn this on its side so you can see. Pull back those top four bands on the back of your hook and catch the orange ones that are underneath. Bring that up and over to complete your beak. And now we can go back here and catch that yellow band to go on top. And we've now completed this side. Coming back into the middle and moving forward, this one you're going to want to look at from the side in order to make sure you're getting just those bottom two bands. There are a lot of rubber bands hooked at this neck, but it's just the very bottom two that are going to pull and come forward. Then come in here and pull back those cap bands to get the two that go to the center of the head. And two more straight up the middle. So we've now done this row, we've done this row, and we've got to get the back of the head and the front of the head. So reaching in here, we're going to go up and to the right with that rubber band. And this one, relatively straightforward. Catch those two bands on the bottom, forward. And now from here, catching the bottom two, up and over to the right. And this one, notice I came in from the front because we're hooking backwards again like we did on the beak, and bringing that down and to the right. And your duckling is now entirely hooked. And we just need to catch this loop band that's going to keep it all held together. So coming in to catch just that bottom rubber band, bring it up, take the other rubber band off of the peg, pull it through the center, and tug tight. And believe it or not, your duckling is ready to come off the loom. I like to loosen it from both ends just to avoid strain on any one section of the duck. Take some of the bottom popped off. This isn't in any particular order. It's all secure now. So you can take it off whichever way you feel most comfortable. I just would warn you not to just try and pull on this one rubber band. It would likely break. But once you have a good clump to grab onto, you can switch to your fingers, pulling back and up at the same time, to get your whole duck off the loom. The neck is actually a tough spot too, isn't it? Because that has so many rubber bands. There we go. There is our rubber duckling body. Hooray! So if you would like to add legs to the bottom of your duckling, this is how I do it. There's also another video I have just on this step. So if you're finding this hard to follow, take a look for that video. I'll link to it in the description as well. Basically, I'm just tying a small knot in a single rubber band to represent the foot. There's one. And I'm going to repeat again. So then you have your 2 feet ready to attach. Choose the position you'd like them to be in and put your hook through the body. And take your rubber bands through and then pull this side over the foot and pull the foot through to create a knot. And then repeat for the second foot. Pull through. Stretch over, pulling the foot in the center. And pull tight. And there you have it. Your very own rubber duckling charm from madebymommy.com. Thank you for your patience and your feedback. I will continue to improve my videos based on your comments. So do write below to let me know if this worked better for you than the last time. If you liked it, please click like below. Also, consider subscribing so that I know you're looking for even more videos from me. And if you enjoyed the rubber duckling, I'd suggest you watch some of my other videos, such as the pencil charm, the smiley face, the ladybug, the panda bear. I even have, you know, entire charm bracelet instructions. Thank you again for watching, and consider also sharing your photos with me on either Instagram or Facebook. I love to see what you come up with based on my designs. Thanks again, and have a great day.